I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. So grateful that you are taking a listen to us this morning and thankful for your support. What is it that you want to do? What is your goals? What are your dreams? That's what I've Decided is all about. We are about you. Our mission is your success. We want you to dream, and we want you to dream big, and we want you to achieve those dreams. If you haven't visited our website lately, want to encourage you to take a look, ivedecided.org. We want you to join our community so that we can help you, so that you can be successful, take that first step towards your goals and dreams. You can do that online, and once you do, you will start receiving your weekly winning resource. And that weekly winning resource includes a weekly winning word. And every Sunday on the show, we talk about that weekly winning word. And we have guests join us and just kind of hopefully add some depth to it and help give you some information so that you can bring it back to you and apply it to your life and to your week and just kind of focus on that word. And this week's word is honor. And generally, when we think of honor, certainly we think of honoring our parents or, you know, honoring our veterans. And we think of honor usually in honoring someone else. But we never really take the time. A lot of us, we don't take the time to honor ourselves, to honor our goals, to honor our purpose, what we were put here on earth to do, and to honor ourselves by working on ourselves and becoming a better version. And so I am really excited to have our two business members here with us, Vicki Street Matter from Empowered Financial Living. Hi, Vicki.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me.
I am really happy to have you here today. You know, you're one of my I say you're one of my favorite people, and you are. I love you, but every time I spend money, I hear you in my ear going, do you really need that? Is that a need or a want? You've helped me a lot. And then, of course, we have our awesome realtor, Jeannie Quick, a Keller Williams Premier Realtor.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm happy to have you. You guys have been with I've Decided since the beginning. And obviously, what's happened, we have over 50 business members who are a part of our group, and we get to know each other. And we start to build these amazing relationships. And next thing you know, we kind of start to collaborate. And that's what's happened to you guys.
Yes, right. It has.
Yes, it has.
And so you are collaborating on a new workshop that's actually going to start this week, Thursday night. And it's called, Twilight Choices is actually hosting, and you're calling this?
Twilight Dawn.
Twilight Dawn. So tell us about this collaboration and what the name of it and where you were, before we started recording, you were going to tell me how you all started. I'm like, no, wait, save it for the radio. So tell us all.
Well, it's been a while that we've been talking about this, especially with me being a realtor and Vicki with finances and that. So, you know, you got to be able to afford a house and that. So we kept talking about it. Well, then it ended up this spring. We were going to hold a buyer seminar and bring one of our other members in, John Abraham, and that. And it just got so busy with schedules and everything. But Vicki and I kept plugging away, working on it, and then we wanted to do it like in June. Well, again, everything was so busy in that. So someone said, why don't you kick it off with the half-day conference? And I said, that makes all the sense in the world, you know. And it's funny because a lot of the stuff that you had on the PowerPoint was stuff that we already had in our brochure, and you didn't even know that.
No. Funny how that works out, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it does. We're for the
divine
same
appointments. I always say nothing is coincidence.
Right. And so anyway, that's why we're doing it now. And so hopefully we'll do two or three more in this series and that. But Twilight Choices, basically, we went through so many names. And a couple of them that we did like, they were already taken, you know. So couldn't use them. And so we come up with Twilight Choices because, number one, Twilight in the Morning, the dawn. And if you see our picture, it's like a dock and there is the water that's so peaceful and there's the coffee cup. So if you drink coffee or hot chocolate or whatever, but in the morning, that's when you plan out your day or your goals or whatever like that. So we just thought that that was really good. And so Twilight Dawn has come off of Twilight Choices. And that is going to be like our sessions or workshops or whatever. But life is made up of choices. Every day, it's up to you if you're going to do a good one, a bad one, or whatever. And so it's up to you. Life is choices. And Vicki, you want to add anything to that?
Well, like Jeannie said, we started this first because she was talking about some of her people that want to buy a home, but they're really not financially ready. So we were talking about doing this for them. But I'm glad that it's kind of evolved because I think most of us, and Kim just talking about the honor, we don't pay attention to ourselves. We don't really pay attention to what we really want. We don't think about it much, and we don't talk about it much. So this is going to give people the honor, the opportunity to honor themselves and really explore some of the things that they've maybe thought about when they were, you know, younger, or maybe they've been thinking about a long time but haven't really had the opportunity to do something. And so that's what this is about. It's about giving you, helping you find what you really want to do and accomplish, your goals and dreams, and also helping you have the necessary tools, the vision board, for instance, and the money part of it, which I'm going to teach. It's getting your finances in order so you can actually follow through with that dream.
It's very, one of the things that, it's funny you say that, Vicki, because I think it's very hard to dream when you're bogged down with debt.
I think you're right. It's hard to dream. I mean, for most people, think about, you know, Friday or this weekend. They don't think much past, you know, maybe a month or something. They're all so consumed with what they have to deal with day in and day out, week in and week out. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, they feel overwhelmed and burdened and kind of stuck. And what I really hope to show people is that there's a way to step out of that place where you feel like you can't really do anything, and hopefully, you know, aspire to get on with your life and to be able to accomplish some of those things that you've wanted to do for a long time.
I am really excited that you guys have collaborated on this and you're doing this workshop, because it's truly what we want to do with I've Decided. We want our business members and our resources to take next week's word as initiative. And we want you guys to take that initiative and to do sessions like this to provide those tools and resources and that education and information for people to get on track and to help give them a guideline. And I love that you guys have this all kind of laid out in what you're going to do. So talk about vision board. I've done your workshops for the vision boards, Jeannie. Those are always fun. And why do you think vision boards are really important for people to get started?
First of all, vision board is my passion, you know. And I hadn't done a vision board probably 6 years ago, was my very first one. And it is so nice to cut out these things and we put them on this vision board and that. And then you watch as you accomplish those, you know. And so it's that pathway that you're ended up going. And when you can mark off, paid off this, or got your husband a boat, or did this, or did that, went on a vacation, and that, these are things that you might have not been able to do, but it's right in front of you. And a vision board, I know some people say, oh, a vision board. But if you stop and look at it, if you're in an office and you have Post-its up there and you have a calendar, there's a vision board right there. Because, okay, 2 o'clock, I have to meet with somebody, or 4 o'clock, I have to me pick up the kids or whatever. That's a vision board too. And you're checking it off as you're doing it. So a vision board is really more of a fun way of making those choices in your life and carrying them through.
And so if anyone comes to this workshop, they can expect to do a little vision board.
Yes, all 4 weeks.
I plan on attending and I need to update my vision board. I still have my same vision board I made with you a few years ago. It's sitting on my desk. I look at it every day. And at that particular time, I had a really old car. And so on that vision board, I put get a car, and I actually did that already. And so a lot of the things that I have on my vision board has come to fruition. So it's time to kind of redo, regroup, you know, get a new one that'll move me on. Now, go ahead.
And you need to make a vision board probably in the spring and in the fall because life changes. You know, like with your kids or employment or anything. So you really need to make more than one, like 4 or 5 years ago.
Right. I know. We need to honor ourselves, honor our dreams, and honor our goals and put it down on a vision board. I think vision boards really are relative and really do play a role in success. You know, I think they're very helpful and they're fun.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun. So Vicki, are you going to help set budgets or how are you going to implement more? Are you going to talk about more of the freedom of finances or?
Well, I'm just going to probably start with the basic things, and help people kind of figure out where they are and kind of maybe even address some of the mindset and the behaviors of how we got to where we are. I think that's very, very important. You have to know where you are and you really kind of have to know why you're there, how you got there. And then you have to start to develop the things that you can do that will get you out of there and get you moving on a better path, so to speak. But I think the thing about the vision board is you can put your dreams on there. Maybe it's to buy a house. Maybe it's, you know, to buy a new car, whatever it might be, accomplish something at work. But seeing it all the time, seeing it every day, that's going to help you stay motivated. And one of the hardest things to do while you're working on your money, your finances, and you know, especially paying off debt and trying to save money, is you need to stay motivated. You need to stay and be reminded of why am I doing this? Nobody gets out of debt just to get out of debt for the most part. There has to be a reason. There has to have a why. And your vision board will help you define that why. And but I'm going to teach, like I say, the mindset, the behaviors, how to do a budget, how to start paying off the debt quickly, and you know, walk you on through a few more steps of really getting your life, your money in a really solid, solid place for you.
So you can dream so that you can honor those goals and dreams. Hey, everybody, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to I've Decided Radio Show this morning. We are so thankful for your support and thankful that you decided to listen to us this morning. Maybe you are tuning in to a pre-recorded show on social media or on our website, or and we're thankful for that as well. And we are talking to Jeannie Quick and also Vicki Street Matter, and they are two amazing business resources for I've Decided, and they have decided to collaborate on a 4-week workshop series called Twilight Dawn that's actually starting this Thursday night. So it's going to be every Thursday night for 2 hours from 6 to 8. It's $100. I mean, come on. You want to invest in this opportunity so that you can have 4 weeks with a budget coach. Someone, and Vicki, you and your husband have been living 100% debt-free for how many years now?
Almost 10.
Right.
Walking the walk.
You're walking the walk. I tell people this all the time because I talk to women often about health and wellness, as that's the field that I'm in. And it's so funny. They'll look at me and say, well, does it work? And I think to myself, well, it worked for me. You know, you want to trust that person that's walked in your shoes. You know, it's much better to trust a health coach who's lost 80 pounds, who's kept the weight off, who lives the lifestyle than someone who hasn't. The same would go for a person to help you get your finances in order. You want someone who is walking the walk. And I know, Jeannie, you're very passionate about vision boards. You've been getting us going on those vision boards for years now. In fact, one of our very first I've decided meetings like 4 or 5 years ago was a vision board. We all did vision boards. The business members did vision boards. You remember that?
Yes, I remember it. But you also want to stop and think about that. When this 4 weeks ends, it doesn't end. We're still going to be there. Vicky's going to be there if you need anything. I'm going to be there mentoring, coaching you. Kim will be there if for any weight or what challenges you have or whatever. We're going to be there. We're going to have a Facebook page. And so coming right along with I've Decided, we're going to be there for you. And so to expand you into your dreams and what you want to do. Some people want to change careers. If that's what you want to do, we will connect you with different people.
So it's about that connecting. Yep. and getting, you know, this going through your points here on your brochure that I'm looking at, it says, educate yourself on the tools and the insight needed to help you create the life you can imagine. And I think that's interesting because sometimes we don't think about, when we think about educating ourselves, we think about learning a new subject or, you know, learning something, going back to school. But the tools and the insight needed to help you create the life you can't imagine.
And honoring yourself because, you know, anything in life worth having and everything, it is not easy. Nothing is easy. Losing weight, changing careers, whatever, you know. So, but you'll have the resources to help you.
And other people in the group.
Yes.
For accountability and support, right?
Yes.
All those pieces that you need. So people are going to be there from 6 to 8, mm-hmm. and you have each week planned out. So are you going to?
We're working on it. This is our first one. So, you know, it'll be fun in that, you know. But one of the points that we have in here that we're going to do, too, is a DIS profile. And that a lot of people have not done this. But have you always wondered, why does that person drive me crazy? You know, and everything. Well, if you find out what you are, you know, if you're a high D or an I or
like
S or
personality.
C, your personality, then you're going to be able to connect with the other people and that. So that's going to be another fun thing. And, you know, you laugh about it and say, oh, you know, so-and-so I work with or whatever, they must be an S or something. But it helps it run a little smoother for your life, too.
So not only are you guys going to do vision boards and talk about finances and budgets, but also doing that self-assessment. Who are you?
And your goals. And then also you're going to end up writing in a journal. Learn to journal every day and write your story. Because it's kind of fun to go back and look at the beginning of the year, what you wrote and how your life was. So you're going to see the progresses that you do. So write in a journal.
Well, speaking of journal, if you have not joined our I've Decided community, now would be a great time. Because when you do, you're going to get your 2019 success planner and journal. And they could actually use that as a tool and resource to get started, you know, and start working on journaling. Do you journal, Vicki? Is that something that you do on a regular basis?
Yes, I do. I probably don't do it every single day, but I do it, you know, at least, you know, 4 or 5 times a week. And I think it's really important because it helps you look back and kind of see, you know, maybe there's something that I wanted to do and I'm thinking, did I do that? Or, you know, maybe I didn't quite make it. But also just the everyday things like that I'm really thankful that I can, you know, take a walk and, you know, for the beautiful weather and whatever I'm thankful for and grateful for, I like to make sure that I keep a track of that, so to speak.
So that's what I have tried. This is my weak spot. I have wanted to become I want a journal. I have 2 daughters, as you guys know, and I really want to leave them something to read one day when I'm, you know, no longer on this earth. And I just think, I've heard other people say, you know, oh, I read my grandmother's journal and you just wouldn't believe the things I learned from it. And it was such a gift and, you know, such a privilege to have her words. And I think, oh, I want to do that for my daughters. And maybe they won't care so much, but maybe their kids, my grandkids, one day might. But I really want to work on that. And I sit down to write a journal. And I get halfway through and I'm like, well, this is kind of corny. Like, I start to think, well, who would want to read this?
Life's corny.
I know. True. And so that's my struggle when it comes to journaling. Like, I feel, it makes me feel kind of like, well, that's kind of weird. Like, what am I even talking about? Because I start to just start writing things. And
you just have to start.
Do you just write whatever comes to your mind and you don't go back and re-critique it and think, no, that's weird. Nobody's ever going to understand that.
Remember, you're writing it for yourself.
Right.
You know, and then if somebody, after you're gone one of these days, you know, then they're going to read it. And it, journaling brings me back to that movie with Clint Eastwood and Meryl Streep, Bridge Over something, Madison
County.
Or something
Bridges
like that.
Bridges of Madison County.
Yeah. And that, and she did that. Well, it was a little spicy when they ended the kids reading it and everything. So my life's not going to be that bad. But anyway.
Your life's not that spicy, Jeannie.
No. But, you know, watch that movie and see how that kind of affected. But, you know, it's something that it's leaving that legacy so your kids can read about you. And maybe it might sound corny to you, but it might not sound corny to your grandkids.
Yeah. Or just, you know, like you said, Vicki, just writing it down so you can refer back to it and bring back. Because we, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I forget things. Like, I forget what I was feeling or what I was thinking or how I felt.
Oh, for sure.
You know? Mm-hmm. And you got me motivated. I'm going to work on that journaling thing again. I have, like, what you know what my kids are going to find? They're going to find notebooks with, like, 3 pages. Today is the first day of the rest of my life I've decided to start journaling. I have written that at least 20 times.
We got to get you past that first sentence.
For sure. I need to start honoring that, right?
Yes. And if you come to the workshops, you're going to do it.
That's right. So, you know, honor is the word. What it means is regard with great respect. That's what honor means. Regard with great respect. And so I think of, you know, of course, everybody knows that I believe we all were born and created for a purpose. I believe there's a Lord in heaven who created us and that all of us have a purpose and we have a mission while we're here on earth. And I think it's a disservice if we do not honor that mission and hold it in high regard and with great respect.
Sometimes when you're talking about journaling, some people do it in the morning and some people do it at night. Try doing it at night and reflect on the stuff that happened during the day, even some things that God has given you that day, and write that down and everything. So then when you go back a week later, you can see, oh, that happened and that was meant to be because that was God's mission for that.
Right. And then you can see God work too.
Yes.
That's really awesome. And I again, it just comes back to honoring your goals and honoring your dreams and sticking that stake in the ground, making the commitment to do something that instead of hem-hawing, instead of being lukewarm.
Absolutely.
We put the stake in the ground and we're doing this.
Yeah. I just think, like you say, Kim, so many people just, they kind of maybe talk about something and they think they're going to do it, and you know, 10 years go by and 15 years go by and they think, oh, it's too late and that kind of thing. And it's like, I want people to know that it's never too late. I mean, you really have time, more time than you think you have. I mean, think about the people that didn't start their real career till they were old. Grandma Moses painting. I mean, I don't remember how old she was, but in her 80s or 90s. Colonel Sanders, the same thing. He was very old when he started Kentucky Fried Chicken. There's time for all of us to do things, and I just wish people could look just a little farther ahead and start to work their plan and to be able to accomplish those dreams and goals. I think it's so important.
Never too late to start.
It's never, ever too late to start. And I think that if, you know, when it comes to success, like what we were talking about at the conference this past Saturday. It takes so many pieces of the puzzle, right? Success, I love to describe success like a puzzle. It takes all these pieces connected together to see that picture. And success is the same way. You need, like you said, Vicki, you need motivation. You need inspiration. You need to surround yourselves with people who have success stories.
Exactly.
Hang around with someone like Vicki, who is out of debt, who's been living out of debt for 10 years, so that you can have a mentor, have someone that you can look up to or ask for advice. I think that is so important. The information and education and experts, like, you know, Jeannie, I don't know if you consider yourself an expert in vision boards, but I would consider you an expert. You've done a lot of courses with vision boards.
I'm working on it.
You've led our vision boards. We've done that a couple of times within our I've Decided group. And, you know, and you're sharing that expertise with others. And I think that's really
cool. One of the things, too, is just like Vicki, we see young people struggling and that, and especially with the way our economy is and everything now, you know, that, you know, I've made my share of mistakes, financial, whatever like that. And even my adult daughter and son, you know, it's like sometimes I kind of try to guide them. They don't always want to listen. But, you know, wherever we can help these young people where they might not do the mistakes that we do, we understand they have to go through that school of hard knocks too. But if we can help them where they're more educated, it's going to make them better and their children better.
Right. And what about the accountability and support?
Right.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't care what it is you're trying to do. For the most part, the majority of people need accountability, you know, whether it's weight loss, whether it's, you know, the money thing. You need accountability. You need someone to kind of hold your, you know, hand, so to speak, but also kind of, you know, give you a little bit of a stern look, or, you know, you really shouldn't have done that, or you really need, you know, should do this. And it's like, just kind of give you that encouragement to keep on going in that right direction, which is so important.
Yeah. And just surrounding yourself with those like-minded people. And I am excited because where are you guys going to have these sessions at?
We are going to have them on Pioneer Parkway in the new I've Decided building.
That's right. So we are going to have a new building that we can hang our hat on or a sign out front. And that's where you guys are going to host at. And it's actually 1014 West Pioneer Parkway. We've decided to lease some space there so we can actually have a building where we can have our B2B, our business networking. And in January, we're going to start having our fourth Friday success rallies, which I'm super excited about. And then we are going to be able to host sessions and workshops like what you guys are doing, and hopefully more of these, so that our community members and people in our community will have exposure and means to connect with what they need to connect to get on track for being successful with whatever it is that they want to do.
I'd like to just kind of add one little thing in that, you know, when you're doing all this, your vision board and finances and everything, if you fall down, just like when you're on a diet and you happen to take that cookie or something like that, pick yourself back up and start back again. Don't just throw the towel in and say, I can't do it. You can do it. Find your support group.
Yes. I always say disappointment is not disaster. So if when you make a mistake, you're going to be disappointed in yourself, as you should be. If you're striving towards something and you make a mistake, you're going to be disappointed. That is a normal emotion. But when you allow that disappointment to completely discourage you, to make you start that self-talk that says, see, you're a loser, you can't do it, and then you just totally give up, that's the disaster. Yeah. If you make a mistake, that's just a disappointment. You know,
you just got to pick back up and you just got to get going again.
And I have found on my financial journey, that's kind of how it's been on my budget. And we do I'll do really good for a long time. And then next thing you know, because one of my goals last year, Vicki, was, as you know, to pay cash for groceries.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because that's a huge, for me, groceries is a big expense in our home. Mm-hmm. And if I pay cash, not a debit card, the debit card makes me feel like, even though it's coming out of my checking account, it still allows me to spend more money than I really should. I'll put something extra in my cart right. every
and
time.
That's true with almost everybody. I think it's not quite as bad as a credit card, but I think a credit card, you spend like 18 to 20% more when you use it. A debit card is almost that.
Because if the money's there, you'll go, oh, I want those chips. Those are my favorite, you know, or something that you just don't need.
You typically spend more.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
true. I do. I absolutely do. And so I'll do a good job, and then I get lazy. And then I'm like, I don't feel like stopping at the bank. I know how much I'm going to spend. I got my list. But every time, I end up still spending more. And if I'm paying cash, I'll go to Aldi and Hy-Vee. And if I'm using my debit card, I'll end up just going to Hy-Vee. And then my bill is, because there are things that I could buy at Aldi that is a lot less expensive, and it saves me money. Right. And there's things that I like to buy at Hy-Vee so anyway, just a point there, you know, to say you need that accountability. You need to be aligned. And when you do make a mistake, it's just a mistake. You get back on track and you say, yep, that was dumb. I got to get back on track.
One of the realizations, and I did this in May with Vicki, is I did track for a month every single penny that I spent. And that is an eye-opener. So if you can even do it for a week, I applaud you. But you know what? We'll save some of these secrets for the workshops.
Yes. So we want you to get registered. And you know what? Right now, if you just reach out to, you can send me a message at kim@ivedecided.org. Let me know you want to get in this workshop. You can go to our website, ivedecided.org, and send a message through there. How can they get in touch with you guys?
You can text or call me, 309-360-0445.
And my number is 309-238-2282. Just send me a message, a text or something, and we'll get you registered.
Grab a friend, grab a buddy, and say, hey, let's do this together. Let's honor our goals, honor ourselves, honor our purpose, and get busy and do this four-week session. I would love to see you there. I will plan on being there, and I think it's going to be a great, fun time. Plus, you get to come visit our new building. It's going to be a work in progress. It's going to take us a couple months to get it ready, but you'll get a sneak preview of that. So that'll be pretty cool too. And we'd love to see you there. All right, guys. Jeannie, Vicki, thank you so much for joining me today.
I am excited about your collaboration,
your group Twilight Choices, and then, of course, your session that starts Thursday at 6 p.m. Twilight Dawn. I love that. I think it's awesome. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I look forward to being with you next week, and we'll be talking about initiative. All right. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?